I am Nati Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, which is brought to you today by Samsung South Africa. Folding phones are advancing at light speed. For consumers, the appeal is self-evident. On one hand, folding phones give users the option to have a larger, tablet-like interface that offers enhanced productivity and a better user experience. On the other hand, the fit-in-your-pocket candy bar design maintains the portability that has enabled mobile phones to become the most used computing devices in the world. Samsung pioneered the folding phone paradigm in South Africa with the first generation Galaxy Z Fold, which was launched in 2019. The Z Fold series is now in its seventh generation, with the Galaxy Z Fold 7 and Galaxy Z Flip 7 launched earlier this month. Joining me in studio to talk through the design elements and software features in the newest Samsung Galaxy foldable phones is Zahir Kaji, who is the mobile experience lead for product and commercial at Samsung South Africa. Hello, Zahir, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic, thanks.
Awesome. Zahir, let's start at a conceptual level.
Yeah.
Right. What are device manufacturers like Samsung trying to achieve with the foldable concept?
I think ultimately, if we look at the Samsung DNA, it's largely based around technology, innovation, and all of this design and engineering comes always with the customer in mind. Mm. What we've seen over the last few years, I mean, to your point, we've pioneered the category of the foldables, but more so over the last couple of years, we were the first to bring mobile AI onto our device. And now we look at it at a holistic picture in terms of what do customers actually want in their phone. It's not just about the hardware features. That's still very important, your camera, your size of screen, the performance, etc. But the usability, the speed, the performance, the battery capability, and then the integration of AI, not just in its singular form, but in a multimodal way that I can use it to be able to complete different tasks and to unlock a lot of creativity and ease of use. So we take all of these things into account, and this lends itself into creating the type of product as well as the design of the product when we launch these type of phones.
All right. And you are one of the few manufacturers that have two different types of foldables in your range.
Correct.
Why is that?
I suppose the two different products, yes, it shares the same family name as foldables. Mm-hmm. But to your point, they are completely different products. They attract and talk to two different audiences. The Fold is pretty much a beast of a device. It's got all the power and the performance. If we're looking at hardware specifically, the design of it, it's a pretty durable device now. It's our seventh generation Snapdragon 8 Elite that's made for Galaxy specifically. That's the power and brain power of the device. Mm-hmm. And that's the Fold. It's about productivity. It's about multitasking. It's about someone who wants a bar-type smartphone but is able to unfold it. And when we talk about the Flip is something all around pocketability. So the size itself lends the idea of being able to put it in your pocket effortlessly, irrespective of the size of your pocket. So I've seen people carrying it in their shirt pocket as well.
Okay.
So
it's a smaller form factor.
It's a smaller form factor, but the beauty of it is that when you flip it, when you open it up, it effectively becomes a fully flagship bar-type smartphone. So you're getting the best of both worlds. And I think that the innovation that we brought with it, and I'm sure we'll chat about it a bit later, the front screen on the Flip has been effectively recreated. So now it's a fully fledged front screen. It's full 4.1-inch display, 120 hertz refresh rate. The nits are up. So it's an AMOLED screen. And you're getting full functionality on the screen. So taking pictures using Gemini Live on your device or interacting with your device through your front screen, it's no longer just a notification bar telling you you've got a missed call and I have limited functionality. I can edit pictures on my front screen. So I don't necessarily need to open my phone as well. So it talks to two different audiences. So Flip 7, I'd group it as it's about pocketability. It's also about, you know, the customization, personalization, fashionable type of, but fully functional device.
Yes.
It appeals to a younger audience, slightly more female-centric.
Okay.
But that's the kind of device the Flip is. But Fold is all about, it's the business end of smartphones. Yeah.
The big boy in there.
The big boy, yeah.
Yes. All right, talking about the Fold specifically, Zarir, it's still very much a high-end device. And that's because there are very complex engineering problems that are being solved, you know, with this specific device. One thing with the Fold 7 is that it's much thinner than its predecessor. What else can you tell me about this new Fold 7?
Yeah, so I mean, it's absolutely incredibly thin. I mean, I've got it here and I brought it, and everybody we show is just truly amazed by the size and thinness of the device. If you look at it unfolded, I mean, this is 4.2 mils. Barely accommodates the USB Type-C charging port, and that's pretty much what's holding us back from making it any smaller. But in its entirety, the phone has been redesigned. So noticeably, yes, of course, the thinness. But when we talk about the you're more than welcome to play with it. When we talk about the hinge itself, we've taken durability very seriously, and we've been evolving the engineering and architecture of these devices. So the hinge itself, as we refer to it, is an armor flex hinge. That's been re-engineered completely. And it's built on a multi-rail structure. It's waterproof, and it enables a water droplet design. So when it's closed, it effectively forms a shape of a water droplet. And effectively, when the device is opened and being closed and used, it's able to disperse stress.
Yes.
That's created on the display itself. So it's evenly spreading their stress, and the internals of the product has been made a bit smaller as well, so it allows a wider curvature on its closing as well. So it's pretty durable. It's wrapped in armor aluminium, which is extremely durable, and then of course glass-wise is Gorilla Victus Ceramic 2, which is very crack and scratch resistant. So there's a lot. It's a completely new device. I'm so excited talking about the phone. I kind of forget the original question, but the thinness of it all. And lastly, one of the things I haven't mentioned maybe is the front screen itself is now 6.5 inches. It's been made a little wider. So it gives you that feel of a true bar type experience. And you're getting the benefit of being able to unfold it. Once unfolded, it's a full 8-inch two times AMOLED display, which is like a tablet experience that you're getting. So, and I can guarantee you, once you get used to consuming content and working with that big screen, it's very difficult to go back to something else. Yeah.
And now you've spoken about the fact that it's thinner, and that means that more features need to be crammed into a smaller space. How did Samsung approach, you know, improving camera quality while also, you know, accommodating a smaller area?
Yeah. So, like I said, everything's been redesigned. The camera itself is, for the first time, we've got it on a foldable device. It's our 200 megapixel wide camera. It's a 12 megapixel ultra wide, 10 megapixel telephoto. But that's a big deal for us. I mean, if we look at just, you know, camera itself, camera is a big, one of the top three things that consumers look for when buying a device. And we've put it out there to say this is truly the pinnacle of our flagship devices. We were lacking, and we've taken those concerns on board in previous generations where it wasn't the equivalent of an Ultra. The S-Series always represented the iconic innovation of the flagship camera of the Galaxy. And we've brought that into the Fold. The camera itself, in terms of the lenses and so forth, have been redesigned as well. They've been made a bit slimmer, yet giving you the same performance. And then in terms of enabling the power of the camera, powered by obviously the Snapdragon chipset that we spoke about just now, our next-gen Pro Visual Engine has been enhanced as well. So this is the AI capability enabling the camera performance as well. So whether in low-lit conditions, macro, I'll show you a couple of examples if you want that, the type of macro photography, the detail, clarity, and crispness that you're getting out of the pictures. It's truly remarkable. So yes, we fitted a 200 megapixel. That's a big deal.
Yes.
On a foldable, I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
But yeah, so now you've got, you know, you're getting the true ultra experience. Yes. And that's what our consumers want.
Right. Now, along with the, you've got the Z Flip 7 and the Z Fold 7, but there's now a Z Flip FE that you've launched.
Yeah.
What is that and why is it there?
So just on FE itself, FE itself stands for Fan Edition. So a few years ago, we brought out an FE edition from the S series, and it was meant to plug a gap within the entry flagship type of segment. Entry flagship segment means a product that's typically retailing between 10,000 and 13,000 rands, and on a contract would probably be around the $699 per month. That's sort of the level of entry flagship that we talk about. So we brought in the FE edition specifically in the South African market. It's performed really well. On the flip, what we've seen is, yes, it is a flagship device, fully capable flagship device, but the affordability was the big barrier to entry. It was through promotional activities, specifically around the Black Friday promos. Once the flip started hitting the correct price point, in getting sub 1,000 rand and breaking that sort of $899 per month price point, we saw a large uptake. Sales were literally doubling and tripling. But the interesting part is that a lot of your sort of mid-segment and there was a lot of upselling happening. So clearly there's a demand for the product from a younger audience because of its form factor and capability. The pocketability of the device is obviously fantastic, but that's why the FE is there. The FE is there simply to address the affordability and accessibility. We want to make foldables mainstream and democratize this form factor to the right audiences, and that's why we've brought in the FE.
The FE. Okay, great. Now, interestingly, you mentioned AI as being important to just usability and accessibility, but you've also launched the Watch 8, and which has some very interesting integrations with Gemini. Could you just explain to me how would that work?
Yeah, so having Gemini Live on a watch it's obviously a complete differentiator for Samsung in our series. The beauty of it is that there's a lot more focus in terms of health. There's a large segment of people that use a watch as a smartwatch and then wellness. And there's a large group of people that use the health applications, be it on phone or watch, to be able to track and monitor and improve your health, be it mentally, physically, etc. But the AI component of it is something that's integrated into the watch itself and then is also able to coach you and almost be there as a teammate, almost be there as a friend. So to give you an example, assuming I've got my watch on and I step outside, I can talk to my watch and say, I want to go for a 10-kilometer run. Try and plan me a route that focuses on incline or hill climbs. And it's going to be able to do that because it understands it. While I'm running, I would have already completed my running analysis. So the health data is already on board on my watch. It understands my level. It understands what heart rate I should be achieving. While I'm running, it's going to be able to tell me, maintain your heart rate, pick up the speed a bit. And then the beauty of it, this is where the AI and the multimodal capability comes. Assuming now I'm finishing my run and I say, can you find me, I'll talk to my watch and say, hi Gemini, can you find me the closest coffee shop? And send a location message to Nkosi. And it will do that because now I can do it from my watch. And I wouldn't have needed to go into GPS and search and then open messages and all of that through a simple
instruction.
Instruction. And the beauty of the instruction with that level of AI that we've got integrated into our devices, it's contextual. So, you know, this is something that I don't think a lot of users quite understand yet, that the AI we're talking about is not voice commands. It's not text to speech or speech to text. I'm not issuing linear instructions to my device.
Yes.
I'm saying, can you find a coffee shop? Give me the location, send a message to Nkosi and tell him to call me.
Yes.
How does it know who's him? How does it know what exactly I'm talking about?
Yes. But
that's a contextual search.
Yes.
I'll show you a bit later some examples of
yes.
how it understands. And AI is not only limited to Gemini Live.
Mm.
These are the things you can do with your watch.
So if I understand you correctly, Nati as a journalist is on a run and I have an idea for a story. I want to write about Samsung foldables.
Yeah.
Go to my Tasks app and add
yes.
write about Samsung, yeah. the Samsung hinge. And
yes.
that will be placed there.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Because you integrate it, and that's obviously on the LTE version of the watch. You do need connectivity for it.
Yes.
You're going to be able to write and similarly with the, with that. I'm not sure if you've used it before, but you can even instruct the writing style, the tone, the format of it, all of that. So I can say, give it to me in a Gen Z language, and it's going to tell you the watch. It slaps.
Yes.
Or I can say, summarize it in bullet form.
Yes.
And email it to so and so. I can do all of those things now.
Yes.
Without having, you're still getting the same tasks done, but the journey to accomplishing the task is
totally
done in a much quicker and more intelligent manner.
Mm, mm, mm. So all these new devices we've spoken about, are they already available?
Yeah, so pre-orders are officially live.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start fulfilling pre-orders probably within the last week of July, available in all your network operators, retailers, and online as well.
Yes.
But officially open, we do have a pre-order offer
yes.
As well. So we're running with a double your storage offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that simply means that you'll get a 512 gig by paying the price of a 256 gig.
Okay.
And that's running until the 31st of July.
Okay.
And that applies to the Fold 7. It applies to the Flip 7. On the FE, you'll pay the price of a 128 gig and get a 256 gig.
Yes.
Storage is a big deal.
Yes.
Especially with the amount of information that gets switched over when you buy a new phone.
Mm.
Obviously, the pictures and quality of the pictures you're taking takes up space as well. So double your storage is an offer, and it's available till 31st July.
All right. And what's the price range for these devices?
Price range-wise, on the Fold 7 starts at 42,999.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the 256 gig. So up to 31st July, you can pay that price but actually get a 512.
Yes.
On contract, we'll start at 1,699 per month.
Mm-hmm.
The Flip 7 is at 24,999. And on contract, we'll start at 999 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Flip 7 FE is at 18,500.
Okay.
So as I said, it's addressing the affordability component,
mm-hmm.
and that will start at 799 per month.
All right. Excellent. And then could you just say, where do you see this foldable concept or theme going in the next few years?
I think the form factor, it's all about, when we talk ultra experience, it's about having the intelligence, having the immersive experience, having the power, the performance and all of that, but you want it portable.
Mm.
And portability of power of these devices, which have become indispensable allies to us.
Mm.
That's what we want. So in the next few years, I think the foldable form factor lends itself to portability.
Mm.
And being able to create durable devices that has multifunctional elements to them will definitely shape the way that we look at the design of devices to come. So we're going to start, I'm sure we'll see multiple devices across different categories come in this kind of form factor.
Okay, excellent. Zahir, thank you. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your time and
pleasure.
Your insights.
Thank you.
All right. That is Zahir Kaji. He is the Mobile Experience Lead at Samsung South Africa. And I'm Nati Ndlovu for TCS Plus.